Westbrook Auburn Studios. It's Ray Richardson on WLOB 100.5 FM.
You're listening to 100.5 FM. I guess we ran a little late, Joe Bruno. Maybe a lot of late.
But we were informing people.
Yeah. Yeah. So the report you're talking about is a report out of Harvard and Stanford about people who've had surgery. That was after the fact.
Yes.
So that I want to read that report. But someone said, yeah. So we can pick that up later because we have a surprise guest, Joe Bruno. A surprise guest. Didi, you wrote down the name.
Katie Mackey.
Are you Katie Mackey?
I'm Katie Mackey.
Are you really?
I really am.
Oh, and my God.
She is the marketing coordinator for Holy Donut.
I've heard about you.
You have?
I have.
What have you heard?
It was all really good
stuff. And you make donuts.
Yeah, you make donuts.
I don't make donuts, but I take a lot of pictures of them.
Really? So, Katie, it's very nice to have you here. You guys are, this is Holy Donut Week or something?
So.
Pull that mic real close.
I'm pulling it close. All right. So,
you can move it up and down.
All right. So it's actually, we just launched Donut Madness. So it is our sweet spin on March Madness. It's a bracket style competition.
Wow.
Where 16 donuts, 8 fan favorites, and 8 brand new rookie donuts are going head to head. And it's up to our guests, fans, and followers to choose the winning donut. And if you fill out a bracket, the winning bracket will win a $500 Visa gift card, and the donut will go on our April menu.
So who are the players?
The players. So
that's what we want to hear.
We have most valuable donuts, which are fan favorites that have been on menus in the past. So here's, I'm going to rifle off a couple of them, but check out our Instagram at Holy Donut Maine to see the full list. So most valuable donuts, we have triple C, espresso, honey lavender, cinnamon glaze. And then some of the rookies are watermelon, cherry cobbler, strawberry cheesecake, chocolate orange, mango, and mocha.
Wow.
Cherry cobbler.
That's, I'm a cherry girl. Let's go.
So is my wife. She's a cherry girl too. Holy cow.
Wow.
So I got to tell you a story. So my son Connor grew up here, but about 8 months ago, he and his family moved to Florida. So he's a realtor here in Maine, though, and he was back up. He's got some houses that he was closing. So he was here last Tuesday to Thursday. And so we had dinner on Wednesday night, and he's like, Dad, I know you can't take me to the airport, but do you think Holy Donut would be open? Because if I went to Holy Donut and brought them home to the fam, that he's got 3 kids and his wife Bailey, they would be so happy. So we went to Holy Donut before he had to catch his flight that morning to take them back to Florida. That's how much they love them.
Well, do you want to know something fun?
Yeah.
So we recently launched a coast-to-coast shipping program. So now he can order donuts right online and we'll ship them right to him.
Really?
For real.
Wow, that'd be a nice treat
awesome.
For us to do.
Yeah. Yep.
So, my grandchildren love Holy Donuts.
Yeah. So we can do that now. We launched it in September and it's been awesome.
Wow.
It's going well?
Going well, yeah.
Really?
I mean, our fans have been asking us for years.
So how are they packed?
They're packed in an individual little cellophane pouch.
Yeah.
And then they're put in the donut box, and then we fill that box with love and good vibes, and we send it on its way.
Nice.
Yeah.
That's awesome.
Yep, we have a limited menu. It's not all the flavors that you can get in store, but it's growing.
Okay.
Yep, because we have to do lots of testing.
So did you say you had a lavender lemon? Is that what you said?
Honey lavender.
Honey lavender. I love lavender. It's one of my favorite flavors and smells. Is that in the box by any chance?
It's not in the box. So we're not going to have the flavors on the bracket until the final two rounds. So kind of the last week of March, you'll see those flavors if they make it to the favorite four rounds.
I don't actually eat on air normally because when you talk a lot, it's just not a good thing. But boy, I'll tell you, there is, what is it, a bacon maple?
Maple bacon. We have chocolate sea salt in there, vanilla sprinkle, maple.
What's the one that looks like coconut or
toasted
crunchy?
Toasted coconut. Yep.
Do you want that one?
I have a weakness for toasted coconut.
And then there's also one of our seasonal donuts in there, which is a Lone Pine Brewing collab. It's chocolate stout made with their Irish stout beer. It's the chocolate glazed
Joe, you should eat that one. And if you eat that one, then I could get away with eating the toasted coconut.
Wow.
And see, in my family, they're not big on coconut. So when we had four kids, and we would go over there. I could not get it because, well, you know, you have to be the good dad.
Mm-hmm.
But they're all grown now, so I can eat what I want.
That's right.
Do you want one?
Yes, I'll take it.
I'm
going to break my rule. And
We have five locations, one of them which is seasonal. We have four locations open right now: Brunswick, Scarborough, two in Portland, and then we have an Arundel location as well, which is also the home of our commissary facility where all the magic happens.
Okay.
That's where we make.
So I was sort of glazing over here. You like that? So where's your temporary location? Or seasonal, rather?
In Arundel, Maine. And it's the home of our commissary facility. So that's where all the donuts are.
Get made.
Yep. All the dough and the glazes.
Wow. Did the boys at the Big Jab eat any donuts?
They sure did. They didn't let me come over here until they got their fix.
I'm surprised you were allowed to come over here because when we get food in the studio, and I don't normally eat food in this. I'm going to try this, but we don't normally eat food in the studio, but people bring it a lot, and the Jab goes nuts if we don't take it over. But this is like the first time that I can recall in over two decades that food has been allowed to come from the Jab to us.
Wow.
We always give them food. Always.
Yeah.
Wow.
But they usually keep it over there.
I think that they were. Whatever we do, we share. Like our friend Aaron comes in from UPIC, Libby and Son UPIC.
Yep.
And he brings in the donuts and you know, apple cider donuts. And we always make sure he brings a box for them. This is the first time in 21 years we've gotten food from the Jab. I'm surprised they let it. They must have been stoned from all the sugar.
Well, Katie's a lot nicer than they are.
I did carry that box over.
Oh, you did? Oh,
yeah.
You. Oh, well, that explains it.
It was me.
That Shu and Joe would never send food my way. It was you. Wow.
You're welcome.
So how do you vote?
So what's going to happen,
Joe, I'm
going to
try this. You keep talking.
You can head right to our social media page or our website, and you will fill out a bracket. So you're going to make your predictions who's going to win. So you have up until March 23rd to get those brackets in. And then starting March 24th, we're going to start voting on our social media stories. So our Instagram and Facebook stories. You can cast your vote. And then we're going to go through each of the rounds. And when we get to the final two rounds, we will have samples in store. And then if you love the sample so much, you can also buy it.
Nice.
Yeah.
So read off the contenders again, because I got to think about this.
Okay.
Ray's having a conniption over here.
So the left side of the bracket, most valuable donuts, we have Triple C, Espresso, Honey Lavender, Creamsicle, Salted Caramel, Ginger Sugar, Key Lime Pie, and Cinnamon Glazed.
Wow.
Yum. And then the rookies that we call it, the never before seen brand new recipes, is S'mores, Watermelon, Cherry Cobbler, Guava, Strawberry Cheesecake, Chocolate Orange, Mocha, and Mango.
Chocolate orange. Have you ever had a chocolate orange?
Yes.
It's a big deal at Christmas.
Yeah.
That sounds so good.
Oh, I love those. And don't forget, these donuts aren't just any donuts. They are Maine potato donuts. We have riced mashed potatoes right in our dough. That is what makes us unique and special.
So you get all your potatoes from the county?
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Yep. And they're a vegetable.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah. They're healthy for you.
I'm telling you, I just took a bite of this. I mean, I haven't had a toasted coconut donut in a long time.
There goes your diet, Ray.
That is heavenly.
Isn't it good?
Well, I lost 2 pounds yesterday. I'll give one back to you. I'll give one back today.
Put three on today.
Yeah. Joe, I just sent you the link so you can keep up with what's going on.
Right. Didi, do we have a knife in the bag by any chance? I use utensils for everything I eat. I figure if God made utensils.
Weird. It's just weird.
I figure
most people
God,
just pick it up and eat
God
it.
Made utensils for a purpose, so I use utensils. But this is so rich and thick, a fork won't cut it, so I need a knife.
Yep.
This is incredible.
Oh, good. I'm so happy like that.
And my brother Jim, he's probably texting me because he was listening earlier. He lives in Florida, too. They always go to Holy Donut a couple times.
Well, now he could order them online and get them sent to him.
Wow, that's a good point.
That's right. Or next time he's in the airport, our donuts are also in the airport.
They are?
Wow. They are. Yep. So,
where?
Right at Great American Bagel.
Oh, yeah?
Yep. So we also just launched a wholesale account. So our donuts are across New England.
That's awesome.
Yeah, and one of the locations is the Portland Jetport.
They always go
out
there
in a couple of weeks.
There you go. Keep an eye out
at the Great American Bagel.
Great American Bagel, and we're also in some of the bite coolers, so the little coolers that you'll find walking in the terminal.
Okay.
Yep.
Great. Wow. Good company. Good main company. How long have you been around now?
Actually, it's funny you ask that. Our 13th birthday is this Sunday.
Nice.
Yeah, and we have a great promo going on. If you stop by one of our shops this Sunday, you buy 10 donuts and you'll get 3 free. So if you
a baker's
get a dozen,
dozen,
exactly, 13th birthday, lucky number 13.
Nice. That's awesome.
I mean, I've been on this epic weight loss. I've lost 56 pounds now since June. No, it's not nice because I will tell you, I like donuts, but I, you know, probably wasn't great for my quest, but
he falls off the wagon
every now and then. I'm telling you, this is the best toasted coconut donut I have ever had.
Isn't
and that's
good?
Not an exaggeration.
Wait till you try the triple C. And don't worry, you guys, I'm going to be bringing more donuts as the competition goes on.
So in other words, while March Madness is going on, I'm going to gain 10 pounds.
Yes.
Yay.
Awesome.
I love this so
donut
much.
Donut madness.
All right, donut madness. All right, so tell us again, how do people vote?
All right, so you're going to visit our website, theholydonut.com, or check out our Instagram or Facebook, and it will bring you to our bracket site where you can make your predictions. So you're going to go on, make your predictions, what donut you think is going to win, and then starting the 24th of this month, we're going to be voting on social media and in-store.
Okay, so I say we vote for that one.
I just pulled
that
it up.
That one's not in it.
It's not in it?
Nope.
Oh, that's one of your new ones.
You have Triple C against Espresso.
Yep.
Or Honey Lavender against Creamsicle. And then you just kind of press on the little line.
So what you'll do is you'll click this right here.
You got to be on mic so they can hear it.
So you'll click that button right there.
Okay.
And then you can go on and choose which one. And if you click on the donut photo, it'll give you a description of that donut.
Wow, this is incredible. I mean, this
that
is so
cherry cobbler, though.
Oh, yeah. Well,
that
Didi loves cherry.
So good.
Oh, my God.
I'm with you, Didi. Yep.
This is amazing. Honestly,
salted
this is
caramel.
This is the best. I'm not kidding you. I love pastry.
Cinnamon
I love food. That's the best toasted coconut donut I have ever had. It's moist, it's substantive, and you've got a lot of coconut on it.
Strawberry cheesecake versus chocolate orange. That's a tough competition.
There's
I bet you can't get
there.
That at Juniors in New York. I bet you can't.
Yeah. I mean,
you've been to Juniors, Joe. I know you've been to Juniors.
I have. A long time ago.
Wow. This is extraordinary.
I'm so happy you like it.
Thank you for coming in.
Oh my gosh. Thank you for having me.
So when you're back again, you don't have to bring donuts.
Oh, but I'm bringing donuts. I don't go anywhere without donuts.
But when you're back again.
Is that why you have so many friends?
I think so. Yeah.
Make sure you stop. I know you're going to the big jab. I know March Madness. I get it. But here's what you don't know. WLOB listeners vote. We believe in voting. We vote in November. We vote in June. And now we can vote on your website.
Let's go.
They vote.
It's pretty awesome. I think it's a great idea.
It is. It's very cool.
Yeah.
Did you come up with it?
So,
being the marketing person.
I had a part in it, yes. Yeah. This has been a dream of our CEOs for a long time, but I've put a lot of work behind it to making it what it is today, and I'm so happy.
Who's your CEO?
Jeff Buckwalter.
Jeff Buckwalter?
Yep, what a guy. He's awesome.
You should have a buckwheat donut in honor of Jeff Buck Walter.
We should.
You should.
We'll work on that. It'll be on the bracket next year.
Oh, I like that. That's good. Unfortunately, we've got to run. It was very nice to meet you.
Yes.
Thanks for coming over. Again, I swear, best toasted coconut donut I have ever had.
Amazing.
And as you can see, I've had a lot of donuts. Thanks for coming in.
Thank you so much.
See you later.
Hi, I'm Dr. John Herzog, and I am a third-generation osteopath. That means I'm kind of natural. I'm also a board-certified orthopedic surgeon and also board-certified in anti-aging medicine. Arthritis and inflammation and osteoporosis are all very important to me in orthopedics. The ingredients in the matrix, including calcium, vitamin K2, which makes the calcium work in the bones, it also builds collagen, and with vitamin C, hyaluronate, and also glucosamine, which is vegan, by the way, helps build your joints back and gets rid of inflammation. It's very important if you're an active person in sports or if you're getting older and have arthritis to give this a try.
Dr. John encouraged me to take the Matrix, and I feel great. You can, too, by going to the website, MatrixSCS.com. That's MatrixSCS.com.
I'm Bill Diamond, founder of Walk a Mile in Their Shoes. The Maine Department of Health and Human Services has been sued twice for its failures and mistreatment of children in foster care. The department was found non-compliant in 94% of the cases in child safety and child neglect. Our public school officials are frustrated by the lack of response when they make reports of children in unsafe homes.
Mary Ellen Spearin, superintendent of schools in Calais, reports that too often DHHS has not returned calls from schools regarding students in danger.
The director of the Office of Child Family Services just received a vote of no confidence. Maine's independent watchdog agency just reported continued failures regarding child safety, including placing children in homes of registered sex offenders.
There has to be a better way to protect our children.
Learn more at walkamile.com.